Welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show. This podcast is sponsored by Scale Up Consulting, helping FinTech startups create a scalable organization to support an ever-increasing demand. When you're ready to grow, reach out to us at richard@scaleupconsulting.co. Now, over to the show with Richard Doty, founder and host. Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of the FinTech Scaling Show, where we talk to cutting-edge leaders and get their viewpoints and insights of how to scale up both as an individual and also as a company. And today, super excited to have Magnus on the call. Magnus is the CEO of Uptech. Prior to being the CEO of Uptech, he's had a stellar career in both a leadership and management capacity, and he's worked at well-known brands, including the likes of Ericsson and also Sony. So, you know, super excited, as I just said, to have you on the show. Welcome, Magnus.
Thank you, Richard. Great to be here. So looking forward to it.
Okay, brilliant. And, you know, before we kick off and get into the meat of the conversation, I just wanted to give our listeners a bit of insight as to what we're going to be discussing today. And we're actually going to be discussing a really important topic, a topic around confidence and competence. As you grow as a leader and as you move forward and grow as a team, you really need to figure out how to move your confidence up a level. So when you hit in those potholes or you're trying to jump over those hurdles, you actually do it rather than wait for things to happen. You're the cause, not the effect of your situation. And also making certain that as you build out your team, you don't just throw things at them, but you also realize that they have the competence to do the job. And if they don't have the competence, you train them up so that they do have that competence, so that trust, also their acceleration off the back of their knowledge helps you towards your mission. And obviously, you are ideal seen as a founder, leader, and executive in a company. So a super interesting topic, super important topic as you move forward to your ideal scene. And let's bring Magnus to the discussion now. And let's kick it off here where... Well, I'd like to know from you, Magnus. I mean, you've worked at big brands, as I've mentioned, and obviously you're leading quite a big project right now and scaling up in Europe and also the US with Uptech. So, you know, what do you think, or how have you built up your confidence and self-confidence in yourself as a leader over time, such that when you hit those potholes or when you see those hurdles, you're able to navigate your way through them on a consistent basis?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And going back to myself, I mean, I have a background from other industries. Going into this journey was a lot of unknowns. And of course, for me, essentially, it's to have the confidence of heading this journey is to dare to trust the challenges and challenge my capabilities. So I need to trust my capabilities. I need to be able to challenge them. I need to be fully aware that I will get to crossroads where I might not know the answer, but I need to rely on that and also learn on the road. So it's really the two, but both trusting my capabilities, but also being humble about I need to kind of adapt those any given point.
And you mentioned challenge your capabilities, learn on the road. So if you are challenging your capabilities, how do you go around that? Is it, let's leave it broad. How do you challenge and look at your capabilities? Okay, I need to maybe make a shift here or get some help there.
To give an example, I have walked in the corridors of the multinationals for the main part of my year, learning the tips and tricks. So that's kind of the legacy of my capabilities. Going to a startup scale-up scene means that you are playing the game in a different field. You don't have the assets, you don't have the resources around you, and you will not get them. So you will be faced a situation where you don't have the infrastructure, and then you need to kind of find ways to get access to what you need to add in that split decision. So it's a bit being a bit more lightweighted, not having your full library, but knowing that you need to kind of take some decisions down the road, but also being humble that just take a new decision maybe one day later.
You know, having this outlook on entering into new worlds and new challenges, how has that built up your confidence? So when you are faced with a decision that you need to make now, you go, okay, you know, I've been there. I know I need to make a call. Yeah, I'm going to make this call and we're going to go along that path. How's that confidence in yourself sort of built up over time so you're able to get to that decision point earlier and quicker?
I think what was the key point for me to be able to have the capability to take those decisions was also to really understand that the decision we take as a small, fast-moving scale-up, you also have the ability to take a new decision very fast. If you compare it to the corporate structure, if you get a board decision, to reverse that is a huge undertaking and will require to just kind of accept that if it doesn't go right, I can easily just make a new footprint and just reverse it. And that helps me a lot in the situations, just being freeing myself and just leaning on my capabilities and take the decision.
How does the confidence in taking decisions impact your team? So how does it sort of show them the way of how to lead by way of example?
I think my perception is that the team gets courage. They know that they are also empowered. They know that they can also correct themselves. It's not a huge thing if they take a new decision the day after. And with having this as the way of doing things, you also get speed. You get a tremendous speed, and you both individually and collectively to take those decisions. And if you take the wrong decision as a member, that is not reflecting on you as a team member. Just you know that you will make a new decision. So the speed you will gain.
So you're building up by being confident, you're able to take decisions. You're also able to impart that knowledge and leadership on your team. Your team's able to then become confident, empowered, and make their own decisions as they move forward. And as you're building up confidence in your team, how do you say to them, you guys are doing some incredible stuff. We know that you're doing some, you know, moving to the US, which is pretty cool. But how do you say, you sit back and go, yeah, fuck, we are really good. Have the confidence to go out there and tell people that we are really good and give them the story that enlightens them in such a way that attracts them into our world and also gives you as a team the confidence to continue doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I think that is one part of the challenge for us as a disruptor. A lot of young, super smart, super agile specialists know their expert of fields. We are so focused on our disruptive, innovative journey. And I think what I always say to my team, I wish that everybody could see the response from the customers, how they are amazed and how awesome they think it is. Because I try to kind of expose them to the outside view of Uptech. And I think we are very much kind of on a journey there. So we still haven't really, I think our self-image is still can be even stronger, but it comes from this innovation where we are so focused on this one. So I think that can always be, but that's a journey.
Yeah, 100%. It is a journey in building confidence across teams and also making certain, I think you hit the nail on the head, making certain your team is aware of outside perception. Because if outside perception is, you know, you are the A team, but inside perception is we feel a bit, you know, maybe we're the B or the C team, maybe we're trying to catch these people. In a way, that might impact some culture, might impact the way you deliver, right?
And I think the combination we have as an InsurTech, we have a very diverse team with both from a capability, but also personality. We have some introvert, extrovert. So we have a super strong palette of, but also to kind of have those, that combination of persons seeing how the perception of themselves and the team and Uptech is moving and getting more and more exposure. It's a journey that you need to be mindful of so everybody feel that they are part of the success.
And you mentioned diversity, you mentioned sort of talent and folk that are part of that team. So, and actually at the top of it, you mentioned trust. At the top of the show, you mentioned trust. So all of these things lead me to believe that you're a leader that wants to depend on your team to deliver great things. But how do you get to that position as a leader? What are the blocks, maybe the two or three blocks that you have put in place over your time at Uptech and maybe other companies that give you that trust, give you that feeling that, you know, I'm going to give this to Joe or Jill and they're going to get this done?
For us, it's, just to give you an understanding of the journey, when I joined Uptech, I was the ninth person coming into the team. Now we're 40. We were in one market, now we're in 17. So Over the, this is really exciting, and we're still in the start. So success is different, and at that point, when we were there, so just enabling people to in the team to collaborate and create success, and even in doubts, and when the team is kind of having the headwind in the face, just pushing on, giving directions, supporting them, and also clearing out hurdles to make the team make the wins. And when the team get great success and they get the winning, then they get one step ahead in their self-belief and their confidence, both individually. So, and then, of course, down the road, there are bigger problems, and we fail with stuff constantly, but that you need. But also, don't take it too hard. Be proud when you win. Learn when you lose.
You mentioned supporting your team. So how do you go about supporting a team? I mean, it's a growing team, right? So there's must be new faces every week, if not every week, every month. How do you make certain that, you know, you support your team, but also at the same time, you support the change in team personnel over the, you know, the course of the year, the course of the lead up to obviously growing?
Yeah, that's really the key there for me, is to help the team to understand where they are, where the customers are. We are a small company when it comes to our customers, which are the insurance companies. But still, we feel like we are on par with our customers from a capability point of view. Yeah. So my key point is always to orient the team. This is the way we are. This is the place we are. This is the context. This is the insurer's inside. This is how they. This is what they expect of you. When this happened, they expect this. So just creating this corporate playing field that we are on to understand that we are a smart insurtech, but we are playing on a field that is a corporate field with customer partners. So just kind of read the landscape for the team so they know a little bit more about what can happen.
And as part of doing that orientation, I guess you also, in a way, building up their knowledge of not just, you know, what you guys are doing, but also of the whole ecosystem. So gradiently you're building up their competence, not just in themselves, but also obviously in the wider industry and the wider mission of your business. And how do you consistently build up competence in individuals and in teams over time, so you can consistently produce the results that you want to produce?
So what I see there is really important for everybody, regardless of which team, if you are in tech operations or commercial.
Yeah.
So we have this best-in-class ambition, this mindset. I mean, we heard it through the years, but where I challenge everybody and kind of, if you do this, like what does best-in-class look like? So you need kind of push. Well, if it's just a small piece of your work, consider, really be curious and creating that individual curiosity to see, how can this be done better? Of course, you can't do everything every day, but to have that underlying positive ambition, the mindset of the uptech spirit to kind of, how can I do this even better? And I know everybody says it, but we really want to apply it down to the person, kind of, when you say this to me, how could you do better? So really kind of being present in the best in class, not buying a PDF somewhere from the web, not saying that it's wrong, but really to tie it to the person.
How does this play out? I mean, because it feels like it's a constant learning journey that the individual is going through to build up their knowledge and their competence. Mm-hmm. How do they go through that at Uptech on an individual basis? And what is maybe the support given to spread that knowledge and their competence across the company, so the team sort of also learns at the same time?
No, I think what we do there is to have the constant push and pull presence. That so from being orientating the team and everybody, this is where we are, this is the playing field.
Yeah.
Next year, the playing field will look like this. So giving them an understanding of the horizon, where they will play next year, and also where they will be playing in the game at. So that's creating the kind of the awareness, the sense of urgency, because then we also make a direction with this development. Wait, I need to know this because I will be playing left wing attacker next year on this left. So I need to learn how to score. So it's just kind of creating this kind of horizon with the context that makes it understand why I need to do it.
Mm.
And that's, of course, it's very individual, but it's also going down to you as a person, kind of how, where am I right now? Am I in a state of mind, in a place in the life where I'm a super adaptive? Or sometimes lives happen and you kind of, right now, I just need to take care of the family. So we can kind of step back. So it's not that we push it, but we We kind of nourish it. And when you are on that kind of position that you are responsive, then you can just accelerate and then you can take a step back. So it's not that you are expected to do it like a program.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. You say, you as a leader and as a CEO, and obviously as a business, you take the view of the individual, because you mentioned a number of times, but you also take the view of the individual's life and where they are, because, someone might be pregnant or they might be getting married or, whatever it could be. And that obviously dives into culture. And, how does that play out as you build that culture and you build that, I guess, connectiveness across individuals, that you say, listen, I get it. You are getting married next week. Your life is not going to be focused on, getting X, Y, and Z out. Maybe take a back seat. How does that play out in a scale up where time is critical?
For us, it's the spirit and the culture is to be very ambitious, but also be very caring. So we care a lot about each other because we know we're a small team, and even though we are more. So for us, we always help each other. And if somebody kind of raises their hand, now I need to go to the kindergarten this week, then you just pitch in and then you help that person. And then the person, of course, so you build this connection and support and the trust between you. It's not like, so I think that has been in the spirit since UpTech started. We care a lot about each other. Yeah. We have high demands. We challenge each other. Mm. But when you need, when life calls on you, we help each other.
I guess this again comes back to your trust, your dependability, and pretty much all that you've been saying, individual, looking at the individual. And again, we'll come back to the first thing I was saying, this builds confidence in a way that you're telling people, by the way, we have confidence in your ability. You can go off and, pick your kid up or do whatever you need to do, but we know you're going to get this done, right?
Yeah. And we see that when we, people joining in UpTech might be not too common with this approach. And I just assure them to just join the flow, find your space. And as soon as they are in this position and the team takes care of you, helps you, supports you, that investment goes both ways. And then you start to build a trust. So, as a newcomer, they will help me if I fall. They will pick me up. They will, of course, require stuff of you. So we're ambitious. But I think that's really important in the team we are, because at the end of the day, if you feel that you have the trust and you feel confident, I think in the trust and in the security, you will have the kind of the spirit of innovation.
Well, yes, 100%. And I guess part of all of this is communication, because without communication, stuff going out, all of what we're saying is not going to really happen. And as you've scaled and as you've walked through this journey, how have you mastered communication? And let's actually knuckle it down. How have you made certain that, your team and your ecosystem is fully aware of what's going on and what's required?
So for us, it has always been, since the start when I joined, to be very transparent. We work with transparency, of course, being very professional, but to being transparent and also available. So we do a lot of automation replication. So we do things once and then we share it in different ways. So all the stakeholders, both internally, externally, customers, board of directors, it's very consistent. So you create a consistent, transparent availability. And when you as a receiver continue to get that consistent, transparent, available communication, then you can start to rely on it because it's the same and you know where to go if you have questions. So I think that makes it very resource efficient and also creates, again, the trust at the front because everybody has access.
Mm. What type of communication are we talking about? Are we talking about financial earnings? Are we talking about new projects coming up? What exactly, or is it everything that that you think is necessary to inform the team and partners and others that of what's going on?
So we have the kind of the major approach is the same. Of course, we have layers of sensitivity when it comes to, but again, what's really important for us to what we want to achieve is to set, manage, and deliver on expectations. If it's a new product, we need to have a consistent, transparent communication through the product development, to the marketing, to the customer, to see that we, of course, on different layers, but still are on the same spot when it comes to what can I expect from UpTech. So it's just managing the expectation, delivering on them, not being too far ahead, and see so we are on the same page, of course, with different granularity, but that also gives peace of mind for everybody because they know they are on the same page.
And just taking another sort of direction here, what happens if tomorrow, for whatever reason, there's no communication or there's limited communication or there's communication that is maybe out of sync or out of process? How would that affect your team? Would they be able to get on with it, or would they, is lack of information going to cause them some issues and some problems because it's unexpected?
Yeah, I think what I can foresee is if that would happen, then the availability alert will go on, and being very, very curious team. So they will start to search for it physically. So I can envision myself that kind of the workspace being very busy, searching for that data or inference that you usually get. So just let's say with a soccer, when you have the small kids run everybody on the ball, I can see that kind of going on.
So a bit of chaos, right?
Yeah. So it will be very searching because you're used to get it. So that will be the price for that you will have the availability constraint.
I think it's an important point because we've mentioned trust, dependability, we've mentioned competence, confidence, and then we brought communication into the conversation. And communication cuts right through the middle of everything, because if you're doing all the other things but you're not communicating, there's going to be chaos, right?
Exactly.
And we don't want chaos. We don't want under five football team looking for the ball, right? We want a well-oiled machine like, I don't know, Arsenal or Liverpool, whoever's doing quite well right now. Because it's the same. Because, it's quite a good analogy, actually. I mean, I'm a Liverpool supporter, for my sins. Sorry to those people that don't like Liverpool. But, you know, if you look at them 20-odd years ago, they were chaotic. You know, leadership and management, chaotic. Then when Klopp and sort of the US guys came in, there was good structure brought in, good communication outwards, and that led them to equal playing field and, obviously to the Premier League title. So I think there is sort of comparisons to what you say and also to maybe a more visible sort of case study.
Oh, I fully agree.
And as you go through this journey, what do you, if you could pick out two or three things that you feel are important for our listeners to understand and really implement to make certain that they can become more confident in themselves and lead their teams more confidently? What are the three things that you think would help them get there?
I think from starting point, if I go to Uptech and myself, it's to understand that you need to have a direction where you're heading. And at the same time, know you might need to go ahead of plan and you might need to maybe sometimes stay a little bit longer in one space to have that adaptability to really go with the flow and go with the company, go with the market, still pushing, but don't run too fast. If you stick to the plan and you feel that the team is not with you, then you need to be mindful of making sure that the team is, because if you break the rubber band, it's difficult to fix it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Very, very good points there. And as you look to the future and you look beyond 2021, believe it or not, and into sort of 2022, what are you asking yourself as a leader, as a CEO, and what factors are you considering to make certain you achieve whatever you set out to achieve in 2022 and beyond?
My top concern is really to continue to nourish the momentum we have in kind of how do we kind of continue to scale up? How do we scale up culture? How do we scale up capability? Yeah. How do we scale up commitment? And I mean, I've been in so many different size company and we're all the same human beings.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get kind of a size disease. So you fall into behavior unknowingly. But that's my concern, to keep the fast-paced mentality and scale up and still keep the Uptech spirit.
Nice. And, obviously part of this, we've dived into certain parts of the next question, but I like to ask it anyway. And as a leader, we all like to self-educate and get knowledge and continuously get new knowledge as we build up and scale up ourselves. And as you move forward, what are the things that you're listening to on podcasts or books that you're reading or YouTube channels you're watching that you think would be beneficial to our listeners?
At this journey I'm in right now, it's I read or listen to a lot but a little. So I'm super curious. I scan, I move around, I try to be in many places, just more. And when I find something that can make relevance, I do a deep dive. So I try to be very movable and not sticking to one podcaster. So I'm a little bit of kind of a moving target there, just to make sure that I'm exposed.
Yeah, brilliant. And that's a good way to look at it, right? Because the more information and the more knowledge you can glean from different medium, whether it's podcasts, YouTube channels, or books, you know, the more you obviously going to, you know, build your knowledge and you can impart into team and what have you.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I think we've dived into some really interesting topics today. And, you know, for those listening, there's actionable takeaways in this. There's information on, or there's data or datum on confidence. There's data on competence. There's data on what to do with your team and how to build them up and really, you know, empower them to lead you and your company forward to your ideal scene. So, you know, listen to it. Take notes. I always like to say take notes and action. You know, podcast is about taking action. So take action. And if you have any questions, reach out to me at richard@scaleupconsulting.com. I'm happy to answer them. I'm also happy to get Magnus drop Magnus an email and get him to answer some if required. But it's been, listen, Magnus, it's been a brilliant show today. We've dived into some important points as people go up on their scaling journey. And, you know, brilliant again to have you on the show.
Thanks, it was a pleasure.